a copy of that letter from me, too.
I do.
All right, good.
Well, highlights tonight.
We're on.
Okay, it's Cinco de Mayo. We're calling the meeting to order. No margaritas, it's 7:05. Jenny, welcome. And I call the meeting to order, it's Larry Fish, hi, here.
Tricia Gardner.
Brianna Alexakos.
Rick Jurzak.
Joanna Esposito.
Your name, sir?
My name is Jenny.
Brian Smith.
Doug McLean is staff.
Henry Thayer.
Okay. Sorry I wasn't here the last meeting, but thank you for chairing it. We have to approve the minutes of that meeting. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Sure.
Okay, second.
Second.
All right, any discussion or any changes to it at all? I can't vote on this one because I wasn't present. I think I can run it.
You could technically vote too.
No, I'm not.
You're allowed to vote on minutes even if you're not here. It's not in Robert's rules, but you get to pick your own ethics. So.
Yeah, I'll error on ethics.
There you go.
Any changes? Susan's not here yet, so you have a chance. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approve. Okay. So now let's go into there's a couple of things that we're going to share with you that will take a little bit of time that. But we won't do that first, Doug. Let's go into the Wakefield revitalization thing. And Roland, why don't you take over for here?
All right. As the minutes reflect, we had an internal meeting. And then this month, we met with the Wakefield Merchants Group, primarily Ken Tetzner. And we had a one-hour-long meeting. And I'd say it went well. And he would like to be very active when we get back to him. And this week, we're working on meeting with the South Kingston Chamber of Commerce. That's scheduled for Thursday. That time may change. I'll do that with email. I'll see if we can make it. But I would say all in all, it's going very well and getting the proper information that we need to put together a plan. And Joanne and Tricia, if you want to add, to feel free.
I wasn't at the meeting, so.
I was there.
It was during the day, I think.
Henry, anything you'd like to add about the meeting?
I thought the meeting went very well, but the interesting thing was that we sat in that meeting, and they told us they were petitioning the council for some money. And we've all read the paper. And that was the first I've heard of that. Roland, how about you? You know, I mean,
from what I understand, they had a $5,000 grant from the town, but it was subject to getting a grant from the state to go along with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when the state
banners.
they didn't get the state grant,
yeah.
The village association was looking to get it without the strings attached to go towards. The river fire, what's it called?
River walk
or whatever. For the cauldrons.
No,
water fire.
They call it river fire because they can't call it water fire.
Water fire.
Right. Water fire.
So that's what that was all about.
Yeah,
Roland.
If I could add while we're on that, if this is the proper time. Mm-hmm. The study from the University of Rhode Island is. Would you like to discuss that now?
Sure.
Because it has to do with Wakefield.
Yeah.
Doug, I thought that was an excellent presentation in detail. On
okay,
meeting.
Yep.
And this is what I wanted to bring out. I see support. I'd like to get a motion to authorize that to go forward tonight. And I think all the parties involved are willing to fund that. And hopefully the town will step up as well.
Well, the funding is the key question. I mean, I'm the group is happy to entertain a vote. I can tell you that within departmental resources, we don't have what it takes to do all of that $8,000. And I think at the last meeting, we discussed the possibility of multiple funding resources. And so I think if there were other funding sources secured, we could certainly entertain that. The EDC's budget is just under 2,000, is that what we've got left?
Well, I'm saying the money's available, and the EDC, the Subfunction Chamber, Wakefield Revitalization, and myself to guarantee that.
Well, then that's, yeah. I mean, I think that we probably want to get something in writing from those agencies, mm-hmm. so if we can move towards that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone should just... We've done the Will Green Studios before. His students do great work, and he provides great leadership. People should just understand that I think I mentioned this, the best way to describe it is conversation starters. These are not, you know, to-build plans. So I think it's something that, you know, if you guys are interested in bringing in more ideas, maybe some unique ideas and some, you know, some perspectives on what could happen there, that's the right fit.
Yeah, that would be my opinion. I want to see what anyone else felt in detail, but instead I call it a foundation to really get a focal point.
Yeah. Has everybody had it? Everybody read this? No. I did.
Yeah.
And I said, for what they're going to charge us, this is a lot of capital. There's a lot of collateral in here for your money.
The good thing that they would offer as well is a meeting. They want to have public meetings mm-hmm. and get all our input. So
we all get them?
And you probably you noticed that there was a smaller version, and then for $6,500 they do the studio to provide their graphics, and for the additional $1,500 they'll provide the full report. I think that if we're doing this, we want the full report, but I think that the key is the funding. So I mean,
yeah. All right. So Roland, do you think that we should ask the town for $2,000 and the other parties come up with the $6,000? How do you want
to? I would like to hear everybody's opinion. I certainly think the town would participate in the EDC if this is our charge to look at Main Street and these other areas. Right. And we need to authorize the $2,000 we already have in the account, and I think that would be reasonable to another $4,000 from the interested parties.
I could not get
your item. Six. The other interested parties.
No. What Roland's saying is we put
two from the town theoretically.
Oh yeah, and I mean that's I still have to authorize.
We know that.
Yeah.
We're saying we want to go forward so the council sees it.
Yep.
And this is a request to work on downtown for $2,000.
Yep.
And there's revenue sources where that should come from, but that's for another day. That's just my right. take on tying these two together from a timeline, how we're trying to move forward with the revitalization information, and I think that's a key component of downtown Wakefield.
The river. Oh, absolutely.
I recommend that we, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the use of the $2,000.
Of our funds.
Of our funds to make this happen.
I second it.
Okay, so now it's on the table. So the proposal is authorizing, telling the council we would like to give our $2,000. We would like them to match it with $2,000 from wherever the town gets another $2,000 from, and then the other remaining, the other half, would come from the chamber or
stakeholders.
All right, and we can say that I know that the other stakeholders have already agreed to, in principle, to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Who are the stakeholders?
Well, myself, Ken Tetzner would be the two primary ones.
With Wakefield Village.
And some of the village people he was going to go forward, but
so.
He's obviously a big proponent. Something needs to be done with that river. It's being neglected.
Mine is fine. I'm very comfortable with it, as long as we all understand that there's still a consideration that needs to happen within the town budgeting resources.
Right.
And we're beyond council budget consideration, so it really has to happen within existing departmental budgets. Since we're making the motion, the actual number, we should probably reference in the number, $1,872. So just under two.
Is what we have?
That's what we have.
I'll throw in the other difference to make it 2,000.
All right.
Personally.
Kristen, The town doesn't have any contingency funds left after
spending. I'm not able to make decisions based on whatever funding we do or don't have.
We didn't spend the entire snow budget this year.
Yeah, right. even if we were to pull it out, it still needs to be considered.
Yeah, aware of that. That's what we're looking for.
I get it.
Fair enough.
You can communicate any time on this topic, but we just want to make sure you block off the time.
Okay. So that everybody understands what the motion on the table is, right? Anybody have any further comments?
I just want to ask. See 1.2. It says site analysis and image boards. That means we'll have some kind of visual of what they're proposing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, I think that. If anyone wanted more detail on the level products they provide, they did one of these for us 3 years ago in the Commercial Highway, Dale Carlier Corner Zoning District. They usually break their groups up into several teams. So the students, you'll probably get 3 to 4 versions of a vision of what could happen there. And the teams are going to look at, they're going to be tasked with providing visual products to show us, plan views of what they're actually doing. These are not to scale, but these are giving you an interpretation. They're going to look at different potential landscaping and maintenance solutions. I think that Will Green will definitely stress sustainability, and he'll look at, this isn't something that you do, with a... Isn't this a cool design idea? They're going to have to look at what's existing on the vegetation. They're going to look at what are sustainable techniques to maintain and to, enliven some of the coastline.
Realistic solutions.
It's a mix.
Yeah.
It's a realistic, it has a different perspective from, let's say, a consulting physical engineer or, a student. They'll come up with good ideas and then they'll be given drive to look at this from several different angles. Community engagement, different designs, and the existing landscape and the, basically what is there now, what is, conceivable to realistically survive along the coastline. They'll probably come up with some interesting programming ideas. Nothing exists. So they'll probably say, here's an idea that's, here's how we can revitalize the river through active recreation and, a boat launch here, a different program that might, get people to come to the water in this way. So that's the mix of things that they'll come out with. Great visual products.
Yeah, I saw those ones down.
Yeah, so if anyone has not had an opportunity, you wanted to see, they created great visual products for what could happen at Dale Carlier Corner, that commercial highway zoning district. Re-envisioned, buildings, roadway patterns, public spaces. That's down in the planning department.
I'll just add to also review the cat and rat population along with the.
That could be part of the motion.
Right.
Some of the rats are as big as cats.
It's impressive.
So I think maybe we should be thinking about a commitment to Mr. Green.
I think we should. Here's how I would envision that working. I think that this motion could suggest that the EDC is willing to use its own funds and has identified funding sources outside and requests the town to consider a certain amount. I think this motion should also suggest the EDC will be working to secure written commitments from those outside sources as a means towards moving forward with formal consideration to Will Green.
Correct. Yeah, so they can whether the council or whether it's the town manager, whoever it is, can make it subject to getting da 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 da. So it doesn't wait for those documents to come in, because it'll take a week to get those documents, so or less. I just don't want to wait for another month.
The other thing is we haven't touched base with Will for a little while. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure about the availability of this, so that's good news mm-hmm. to hear. But we have to check in with Will, make sure that he's still open on his end. I know that he gave us a couple of months, so I think we're still within his target. And then we have to find out from Will. Will, we're going to need some time before we have all of it formally committed. And I know how things work in Town Hall, which is that it's going to be, we're going to need it in written commitment from them before the town actually makes a formal motion to commit the funds. So we'll know that everybody's committed, we're all in at the same time. And then, you know, Will will get his, you know, we'll start contracting with Will. So as Will's open, you know, we communicate to him that this is in progress. And, you know, as long as
we'll
Will hasn't found, yeah, as long, yeah, it, we do that early.
Yeah.
But as long as Will hasn't found somebody else, he knows that there's something moving here.
He's looking for a project for the fall, I'm sure.
So.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you need a letter of intent from folks. So, yeah.
Funded.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
I mean, you're bringing collateral to the end of the table from the non-public side. So, I mean, that's always
yep.
you know, something.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a collaborative effort. So, all right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Okay.
Next.
Now, I think we're off of Wakefield revitalization. And one of the topics that that Doug and I have agreed to enlighten everybody on is that I received a letter from the planning board in response to our changes to the land use.
Oh,
just where the highway is coming.
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet. There's more to come.
Yeah, no, there's more to
and
come.
And they
it's a work session. Yay.
So we didn't get a work session. Instead, they went through what we gave them and told them they discussed it, and they told us what they will and won't consider.
Okay.
So if you want to take some time to
revisit
this.
So when it says existing, that's what it is, and when it's proposed, that's us.
That's what
or
we
them.
That's no. what we
so
proposed.
Not support. Oh, so the first one's
all right. Yeah. And a couple of things, there's ends, which means it's not allowed. There's Y's, which means it is allowed, and there's S's, which means with a special exception you can
do it.
You can do it. But the idea is that you don't want S's because S's are site-specific, not zone-specific.
Yeah, in this case, as you look at the zoning codes that come with each category, so existing is what we have now, proposed is what the EDC proposed.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the planning board's response is basically all just in text.
Right.
They haven't put this in the context of any code changes yet.
Right.
What's IND?
Industrial.
And that's most of the that's most of what we talked about.
Yeah. Industrial one. We can see what level of questions there are if we want to get a zoning map up here. Industrial one is generally the Peacedale areas, the mills, and the West Kingston areas. There's not much land in Industrial two and Industrial three.
Well, at least they looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't much for anything, are they?
Too hard there. Just renewed the CPR.
Oh,
I just finished reading, though. Yeah.
So. The board does not support.
You get a lot of those.
Mm. Sometimes it's veiled, but it's in there.
The only one that they like is this one.
The second one?
Yeah. They like higher education and the industrial one.
Right. That was okay. They're probably thinking of this down the road.
Somebody beeping, or is that in my head?
It is in your head. I don't hear
it. You don't hear it?
Yeah, no, that's you.
I don't hear that beeping at all.
Something.
Yeah.
Somebody answer that phone.
I think we should
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying we need to act on this. I wanted to discuss it very briefly, and then we can sit on it, and everybody else can munch on it, because I got this right around the heart attack time, and I kind of just.
So we'll put you over the edge.
Through it,
Is that what put you over the edge?
There's a lot of things put me over the edge, but it was a stent failure, so it had nothing to do with anything. So that was good. By the way, stents fail in 0.8% of the time.
Oh my God!
I had no idea.
So I'm very lucky person that I was part of the 0.8% fail. So anyway, basically, let's go down them real quick. I don't want to go too depth, but basically, the first one, residential care, they don't want any part of that.
Well, we knew that.
No, that they don't even care if a developer, because there's no water and sewer or anything like that. Yeah, that would be the developer's problem, but. They just say no because it doesn't have water and sewer. That's...
Larry, can I just mention something?
Yep.
Assisted living, my aunt and uncle, they live at Shadow Farms right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they summered for years at Green Hill, and then they bought a property Shadow Farms. And now they're like 70, 79, and they want to get into assisted living, and then, or independent living, then...
Assisted after that, yeah.
Assisted. And in this area, there isn't anything where if you move into one place, they looked it up, where if you move in, then you could stay there and then all of a sudden become assisted. So they're actually looking into Mystic because there's a place in Mystic right in the downtown area that has that transition without you having to move.
You mean in the same apartment they can stay in the same apartment?
Yeah, well, so you can be independent and all of a sudden, exactly.
Well, South Bay Manor has that.
Yeah.
South Bay Manor, you can be in unassisted, but you have to physically then move.
You have to move.
Within the building, but you have to move
to
the assisted living side because that's where the nursing staff is and everything else.
Peacedale House, isn't it?
I don't think they have assisted. I think they only have unassisted. And I don't know about Brightview Commons. But those are the only two that, Brightview Commons or South Bay. But I do know South Bay, that was their whole design, was that you're in the tall pot, which is three stories, and they have their own dining room, and they have their own apartment. But when they want one or two, have to go into the assisted side. I do know some people that one half of the couple was in the unassisted and the other one was in the assisted. And that way one could visit the other and that kind of stuff. I know that because I plow there and I've done linen there and I have customers that we go in and do pickup and delivery of dry cleaning or wash, dry, fold business there. So that, just so for your family, they do it, but you have to move. But one can be in one and one in the other, but then you're getting hit twice. But all right, so that's the first one. The second one, they're interested in that because of West Kingston and URI's interest in APC.
Yeah, exactly.
So that one hit. That one hit.
Well, except that they want to make a S. Right? They want a Y. They want an S. You're talking about 21.
21.
Higher educational institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see whether. Well.
The second.
Especially since the business would provide a proper public vetting proposal to establish a private higher educational institution in this district. So I think they're saying that they want an S rather than a Y.
I don't know why, because if this was going to happen and it was a proposal, it would have to come before them anyway as part of the vetting anyway.
Right. So I don't see that. Where is that language?
The second sentence of it.
I think we
should. Oh, that's in the commercial highway, but not regarding the industrial one.
Okay. So that what they're saying with that,
they're saying this,
Jay, is in commercial highway, it's an S, and that they want to keep it an S. They don't want it to be a Y because they think the S is the right zoning for that. But in industrial, they're not saying that. They're agreeing with us in the industrial zone. So the S was only about...
I think that we should question that.
That you don't want a special... Yeah, in commercial highway.
Commercial highway.
All right. Well, again, we're...
Shaw's went away. You know, they recycled buildings like that for educational purposes.
Right. I don't disagree, but we're just skimming it right now.
Correct.
All right. But when we come back, we, where we thought, where is industrial to?
It's off Rose Hill Road.
All right, so it's across from the Superfund site. They don't want medical and dental. That's a. The next one, hotel up to 20 rooms, and then over 20 rooms. Basically, they don't want any development on the commercial waterfront. They're saying it's because there are a lot of little parcels and only a little bit of land. But I will tell you, the property owners wouldn't mind that, since I know some of them. And they have enough acreage to have a hotel, whether it's a small one or a large one.
Yeah, it looks
so. I think the market and the price tag to do so is the determining factor on something like that. The private sector, not government. Government shouldn't be, unless they don't want one. But where do hotels go? They want waterfront. They want to be there. And so I think as a public, the town shouldn't be saying that. That's just my opinion. So I would say the landowner might be pricing the land too expensively so that it's economically feasible. Or the developer, it would cost too much, or there's not enough setback, or whatever, to make it economically unfeasible. But that's what they're saying in there.
I know we don't want to do a lot of discussion on this, but I think that's another one we should look at and we should challenge after we think it over, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. The retail trade up to 10,000 square feet. Right now, as an ancillary use, they can do 3,000 square feet, but that one was the one that kicked out the motorcycle place, Twisted Throttle. That was now it was smarter for them to do what they did and leave and go own their own piece of property. So in their best interest. But if that had been a Y instead of an N, they probably wouldn't have even investigated leaving. They liked where they were and they probably would have stayed. And that's why this committee, just for our history, that's why that one was recommended to go from an N to a Y. Because 3,000 square feet wouldn't cut it, and it had to be zoned specifically because it was a motorcycle station, dealership. And they can't give out licenses for dealerships unless it's specifically zoned for it. So having it be an ancillary use for 3,000 square feet wouldn't cut it for Twisted Throttle. Now, it might cut it for other people.
Well, it would seem like the problem here is that if you start a business and you have a 3,000-foot space and you want to grow, Twisted Throttle, and you want to add 1,500 square feet, you can't do it.
You have to go through a whole year process and spend about $50,000.
Easier to leave.
That would be like Kenyon over at the other mill?
Yes. Yeah. And it... Twisted Throttle was right in town. Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. All right.
Your alarm came in a lot.
And the I think at overall they're still stuck, as this committee was stuck 20 years ago. I'm going. This committee supported not having any retail or office in an industrial zone. Because there's not a lot of industrial zone in this town. There isn't. And we wanted it to be available for an industrial use. So this committee was on record as supporting that. And we at public hearings, we actually spoke in favor of not having loft apartments in the mills, artists retail in the mills. All right, this committee did, and it was because we're stuck with we don't have a lot of industrial zone. I mean, there's only like 5 acres or whatever, and what's available, and we need that to stay industrial so that we could have a Brown and Shop come in. Well, 10 years ago, this committee reversed itself on that position, saying, we need them filled. We want to create some economic activity. So even if it's retail, even if it's a artist community or whatever, that would generate economic development.
Well, I mean, the planning board reverses their decision, so.
Yeah, well, they're still, if you read 41, and 55 to a limited extent, they want to keep industrial because we don't have a lot of it. Industrial. And I think that is ignoring the economy over the last 10 years, but I don't think the planning board really looks at the economy or
the
commercial.
Or other places that have had mills turn to new grade.
Correct.
I think they're looking at the long term success of this town. When I came to the committee almost 3.5 years ago, one of the first things I wanted to do was try to see what we could do about getting more industrial space in town. Well, I have changed my viewpoint because of what I've read, what I've seen, what I've heard. We need to increase the density in the town. We need to increase the density. We're not going to do that by keeping empty industrials.
I don't disagree.
I would agree with them in keeping it if we had industry coming in. But we don't. We clearly don't. And they're sitting there
and
doing nothing.
It's not
producing anything.
Yeah. And number four, the number 44 on the last page is just general business. Right? And again, industrial two is off Rose Hill Road. Right? So you've got a Superfund site there. And you know, if somebody wanted to start a business and buy a parcel of land that might be a gravel bank or might be a house that's on an industrial zone piece of property or whatever, they don't want that.
One thing that transpired over about the last 10 years with industrial property, Quonset Point area is full now on both sides. The Davisville connector down to the water now, because the state and the municipality finally came on board. And Fran, I think we went up there for a forum and saw that. But now there's speculation going on up there, which is a positive thing. People building space and subletting. So it's very easy to go to North Kingstown to get nice industrial space. The lighting, the infrastructure's in, the zoning, the municipality has to give you a building permit like within, I don't know, 48 hours a week, something very quick. So that's why you don't see much industrial coming down here. And, you know, that's the primary reason. I just want to make sure people are aware of that. They've done a very good job, and they're running out of space now, and they're looking to fill other areas.
What percent capacity do you think they are right now?
Quonset, I think, is full. I don't know if you saw in the paper, the peanut butter place just opened up there.
What is it, Etsy?
Yes, it's 84,000 square feet. They talk about job a lot. The car place is expanding again. And when I say West Davis, so I mean across the street now. I know there's an asphalt plant going in and some other things. So, like I said, that's the first place people are looking. Because I get calls a lot for industrial space, etc. But, like I said, nobody in their right mind is going to come and go through this process and try to carve out 10 to 20 acres.
Do you think you're going to get more calls now that they're reaching their capacity with the spillover?
They're going to build more buildings. There's plenty of land.
Yeah, this area, I think, is going to fill out the area you're talking now. But there's talk of another industrial park. I don't know if they're talking West Greenwich or something, the state getting involved. But I think it could help. There's a lot of small people who are looking for, like, 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
But the landscape. Mills, the mills are good, but the mills are very different.
Small buildings.
They have a unique situation in Quonset.
Yeah. A lot of people are very content up there.
Yeah.
Highway access and so forth.
Right.
Nice.
All right.
Create that here.
So that's everybody's got a copy of that.
Yeah.
And I'll put this on the agenda for our next meeting as a separate line item, that if we want to talk about it and how to respond to the planning board, and
well,
where do we step?
Power.
No, we have no power.
Right.
They're saying that they're going to start talking about West Kingston and these issues that affect West Kingston and the economic development aspect of it. Hopefully, they would invite us to those public meetings or whatever, or. Hopefully they don't just assume that we're supposed to watch their agenda items and invite ourselves. So,
could we have a map at that meeting? That's possible.
The next meeting.
Yes.
I mean, I think that one of the key things is to know where this is. I think that, I mean, when we looked at this, we did look at maps when we made these initial recommendations. We reviewed where Industrial 1, 2, and 3 were, and I think that this group wasn't, you know, off base in suggesting that some of the areas in Industrial 2, which are not provided with a lot of public services, and there are existing land uses there, but what we'd be doing is opening up opportunity for the landowners there to consider something else that may right now not be a fit, but it may also grow.
Right.
But I think that when we looked at this, we really looked at Industrial 1 as, I think, what this group envisioned as a key corridor for activating more uses.
It was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
We have empty mills.
And we kind of saw Industrial 2 and 3 as, you know, they're not, you know, a picture kind of a more rural slash, you know, right now it's, you know, there's a lot of different mixes there, but it's not something that's, you know, you wouldn't envision a hotel popping up right now.
Right.
But this group saw it as, you know,
more the why not as opposed to, you know, why there. It's like, why not there?
You know, a Nilo hotel in one of the kind of type, place.
You want another break?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'd be happy to make sure that there's maps ready for, you know, if this group wants to take a closer look at some of that even before, you know, what we could do is...
Wants to grow some medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, the medical marijuana.
Primary Falls, I get it's about growing marijuana.
Oh, yeah, because of the state, the new state allowance.
I have property available down in Wesley, and I... And 50% of the phone calls I have are to grow marijuana. Because you can stop me. I'd like to confirm this because you might know. You laugh, or you could know.
You could have us pit against each other. No, the town has to allow
What I was told is that a person with the correct credentials can as long as the property is commercially zoned, and with the owner of that property's permission, can commercially grow 96 plants.
You can have a caregiver's card.
Correct.
And there is a certain amount of plants. And, I mean, there was someone who had a grow over at Salt Pond Office Park.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing we could do about it at that point, that one.
Was this an individual resident?
No.
Commercial. Salt Pond Office Park.
Yeah. In the office park. And
it was rented to this person, and they had a grow there, and the people complained, but there was nothing we could do.
Right.
Interesting.
How do they
fit it into the zoning?
It doesn't need zoning for it. It cannot be refused in a commercial zone. That's what I was told.
I'm not absolutely positive on that.
Well, that's what
so
I was told.
That the things about it that,
that you can't
it's ridiculous.
Explicitly say if it's any commercial zoning, as long as the owner of the property acknowledges in writing that it's permitted for that by them, that the town can't use any zoning things against it.
I want to say it's 24 plants or something like that per person under your care.
Yeah.
And there's a house, a residential house, where there are four people, husband, wife, I think two sons or son and daughter, and they all have caregiver cards, so they are growing in their house. They've had a fire once. They will probably have a fire again, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay, so that's just an aside to your point. That's right, the mills are,
I mean, Larry, when they're talking plants, are they talking plants like this big?
Oh, no.
Are they talking about the ones that's 12 feet high?
This guy, I've talked to a couple of them because they've been trying to talk me into it, but it takes 4 months to grow a plant to a mature stage, and then every 2 months, a plant will generate 2 pounds, and it's worth $2,000 a pound. So it's basically $2,000 a month per plant. $2,000. That's retail, but that's why everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
and it's not legal yet.
I heard a number of like $20,000 a month people are making on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's true that this person could do 96 plants, that's 96, $1,000 a month. Right. Well, they can't deposit the money into a federal bank.
There are some around now that will.
That will?
I was just talking to someone about it the other day, and I think there's one in town that will take it.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
That's one of the problems out in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's all cash. They have to pay their employees in cash because they can't cut checks because they can't deposit the money in the bank. So anyway, that's I'm off topic. Last item is any ongoing, you want to give us anything? Is there anything going on? I know that Spa Mosaic has signed a lease for the old Damons. They're downsizing and they're moving into on a long-term basis.
That's great. Yeah.
To into Damons.
So that'll remain a slab up there for now.
Well, no, the owner will rebuild and then we try to find a new tenant because his lease is up when the fire happened.
Yeah.
You know? Is there anything else?
No. No, nothing right now.
Nothing up in Haddad's property?
We have a pre-application, so that means it's not ready for formal consideration yet, mm-hmm. but have something on Hampton Way. Right off of Route 1 for the Westerly Credit Union. It wants to locate their headquarters right there. So this is it's...
So they'd move out of the Commons and there?
No.
It's just a branch.
Or is it just an operations center?
This would be, an operations center and a branch. Yeah. It would be... I chatted with Dennis today, just asking him for some updates. Some other things, aren't really moving, but that's one that he's got at pre-app. And mm-hmm. so if they move forward with a formal application, then this group would certainly have a review on that.
All right. That would be in the Southern Management District, which is right across from the government center at that intersection. Probably on Alex's property, not on Haddad's property, because it's Dennis that's bringing it forward, right?
I don't know who owns the property. It's where the...
is it the Bradley School?
Yeah, it's where the school is.
That's Alex.
Corner?
Yeah, Alex. So it's
he's got one more lot in there on the right-hand side.
Yeah, was it the... What's the age group of the Bradley School? Is it younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know if
I didn't get all the... I mean, this was based on like a 10-second... Okay. Update from Dennis, and he gave me a quick summary of what might be coming down the pike, and he said it's Hampton Way, mm-hmm. And it was a young school age facility right now that they're looking to convert to a Westerly Credit Union and be their headquarters. Someone was saying, they need to change their name then.
Wakefield Credit Union,
Well, that's good news for us. People elope from there.
Anybody else know of any other developments in town? Yep.
The Green Line Apothecary open.
Where is
that? I'm glad you brought that up.
It's right next to the Saltwater Tavern.
Between the Saltwater Tavern and Purple Cow.
Yeah, I went in and I had a cup of coffee and I talked to the owner, introduced myself.
Nice.
And she asked me, well, what would you have in here? She said she wants us all to visit her to suggest what she could do. And I said, well, you need to have donuts.
I can't have those.
I mean, I couldn't think of anything.
I want to go in.
They've been soliciting suggestions on.
Yeah, they serve ice cream and all sorts of sundaes, root beer floats, and this organic ice cream. Then along the walls, they have all this organic, over-the-counter drugs. But she has a full service pharmacy in the back, and one of the things that she delivers, they deliver. So if you call them at 2:00 in the morning, they'll fill a script and deliver it to your house.
At 2:00? Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting because we haven't had that kind of service in this town, until when my aunt sold her pharmacy back in the early 1970s.
What I've heard of them is it's a husband and wife. They lived up in Boston. They met before they're a couple up in Boston. She was a pharmacist. He was an attorney, and they met on the subway on the Green Line, and that's why it's called the Green Line Apothecary. And Eric Wertheimer, the old the ex principal. I saw him today, and he told me he's been in there, and he's going to switch all his scripts over there. He loved the place.
Yeah.
I was told that the all the old soda fountain equipment, everything else, they bought from a place in the Midwest that specializes in renovating old setups. So it's the true old.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, some of us at this table will remember the soda fountains, and I can't wait to get our roof. Root beer floating there, but I'm not supposed to be having that kind of stuff.
It's just great to go in there and have a cup of coffee because they serve really good coffee.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of seating?
A what?
A lot of seating?
I don't know if there's seating around the counter.
Like a little bar, a little
And they have like little tables. And the one thing, the other thing, just as an observation, if you go to CVS or Rite Aid or Jean Coutu or any of those large pharmacies, they are industrialized pharmacies.
Right, they are.
What they do is they stamp out prescriptions.
That's the busiest one.
That's the busiest CVS in the country.
Right.
This gives you personal attention. The pharmacist knows your name, wants to know about your family, you know, what do you take for medication? And she seems to be the type that would remember that off the top of her head. But that kind of personal attention in pharmacy hasn't existed in a very long time.
Right.
There's a place up on the east side that's, I think it's Anthony's is the name of the pharmacy, that's like that. But there may be one or two left in Rhode Island.
So it's a movie, It's a Wonderful Life?
So that's, does anybody else have anything else that they want to bring up, touch base with, or anything else?
Well, there's nothing more with...
I didn't make your record. Right? You know, last month it was 7:48, I think, in the minutes I read. You know?
We've got a handout here that talks about the Dale Carlia.
It's one little house.
And I just wanted to get it out in front of everybody and everybody take a copy at home and look at it.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do is highlight the 2006 information, put together
two
the basics
sections,
of.
This was
one thing.
This was
Henry's.
This is probably a family that we got now.
Oh. We have time to have a couple of comments, but otherwise,
okay. Let's give everybody a copy.
The three, and pass it along.
Is that
and
this
then you
appendix
can give a
B memo? Is that this?
One.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't got it yet.
Hold on.
Fran got hers early.
Huh? Get it.
There's nothing more on that. Dan's place.
Was it
Dan's place?
I haven't heard any negative things there.
Well, no negative is good, but
you take right.
There's nothing going on with it.
Oh, you mean there's? Oh, I thought you said there's nothing wrong with it.
No, I was wondering if there was any progress with it. Rather.
Yeah, I would assume it's just moving through. That's where I usually, I don't deal with the planning board stuff.
Gotcha.
So a lot of the questions on like where the latest and greatest is on each development.
What do they have you do then?
They're just nothing.
No, you just go to meetings.
Just go to the meetings.
Yeah,
no,
I
do the I do everything but the planning board. So EDC, the Historic District Commission, the Conservation Commission, the CDBG stuff. I do comprehensive planning
pretty soon,
stuff.
Though.
I do sustainable energy stuff.
You'll have it all pretty soon. You'll have it all pretty soon.
No,
when is he retiring?
Yeah, right.
Who's retiring?
Dennis?
Yeah. Oh, well. That's May, right? Or June?
July.
July. All right.
Yeah.
Have they posted the job?
No.
They never do until.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said so it'll be everything.
They want to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, I'll get a shot at it. It'll be like a, you know, hey,
is there,
whether
is
you want it or not. We're all doing this now.
What right. am I looking at? Is this one, two?
Yep.
Yeah, you had three things, and then you got the. You already got that one.
Oh.
There's three items.
Hold on a minute.
Take one of each, please.
Yeah, it's not all the way around yet, Jude.
Okay.
Well,
there's three items.
Everybody
take
have
one of each.
It's that. This is quite important that they have.
Okay.
Oh,
so let Jude give us a quick overview.
Just one thing. Everybody can read.
That was
this.
At the bottom.
This must be Jay's original. I didn't tape anything.
The density, the maximum density in this town is 7 per, how do I phrase it, 7.71 dwellings per acre. That's the maximum density of anything in this town, and that is ridiculous.
By bedrooms as well, all of them.
Yeah. That's something we need to change in the town. No matter what else you're able to come out of this with in terms of any changes.
Thanks, John.
The density is keeping people from developing things. If you can go to 10 or 12 instead of 7.71 per acre, you can afford to build something and make money on it.
Mm.
So I think that our zoning basically is way too restrictive, just in general, if you look at some of these different things. So, and that's all I have to say.
2003.
Yeah.
It was updated in 2006, May revision. Yeah. And, you know, basically what the guys say, is what we've been saying here recently. We came at it from different points.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to get the affirmation from this thing.
All right. So we'll add this onto the agenda for the next time, and everybody can review it and go from there.
Great.
Anything further? There was the meeting last night that Patty and Fran, you passed it on too.
Oh yeah.
At the
Land Trust.
Joanne was there.
Yeah.
Roland was there, and I was there. It was nice. I mean, a lot of stories of aquaculture and agriculture. Businesses and that kind of thing.
Was this the aquaculture series they're doing?
Hmm?
This the aquaculture meeting series they're doing?
No, this was cocktails and conversation.
Yeah, cocktails and conversation.
Like networking.
Was there any topic in particular?
Not really. It was URI was there. Catherine Flynn was there.
Who was it?
It was at the Land Trust barn down in Tunis. And it was nice. And there was a lot of little businesses that spoke a little bit, just to let everybody know what they were doing, that kind of thing.
Did you say anything for the EDC?
No, I wasn't asked to. It wasn't my, I was there.
Sounds like you guys had a quorum. It could have been an illegal meeting.
Yeah, I know. We're worried if these guys showed up, we would have, you know. Instead, I had red wine. I could have red wine.
You had conversation.
Yeah. So that was that. There was some people from the city, the big metropolis came down, spoke a little bit. That was it. So that's an update on that. We were well represented and we didn't have to say anything, so that was good. I couldn't offend anybody. Okay. Jenny, it's 8:03. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Good night, Irene. Thank you.